Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Welcome, baddies, to another Titty Tuesday.
I love Titty Tuesdays.
It's actually, what would you call this Tuesday? We're talking about today.
This is sunshine and rainbows. It's 65 degrees out. I'm having out and I have jackets on. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, if you don't live in Jersey, you wouldn't understand. We live in a cloud of darkness for 6 months of the year. And we're just kind of making our way out of it. Although
Florida people come up here and they're like, oh my God, it's 65 degrees. Like, bring jackets.
They're
blah,
freezing.
Blah, blah. And we're like, it's 65 degrees. Put me in a bikini.
It's so true. I didn't bring Cecily to school today with a jacket. I was like, just go live your life. It's warm out. Meanwhile, it's like 40 degrees. All right. Let's get to it. Today, we are discussing Kristen Cavallari. How do you say
Cavallari?
Cavallari.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I say it?
I don't know.
Kristen Cavallari. Is that right?
Cavallari, Cavallari.
See, sometimes my Jersey accent doesn't allow me to say words properly.
Correct. I get it.
You know what I can't say?
Coffee?
Well, I've perfected coffee, but what is her name? She's a princess. Her real name is Aurora. I cannot say that word.
Aurora?
I'm like, Aurora. Like, my Jersey is just like, the R's don't know what to do.
That's hysterical.
Ah, shit. Hold on 1 second, Tracy. Hold on. My vet's calling me. Hello?
Hi, this is Shannon from Newburgh Veterinary.
Hi.
Hi, so we got your message about Beetlejuice. Unfortunately, the doctors are away on vacation this week, and I don't have a covering doctor. So we recommend maybe going, taking them to Veg on Route 17.
Okay. So there's no way to just get like a refill of that medication?
Yeah, unfortunately, because I don't have anyone to approve it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye. What a joke. Okay. Sorry. Beetlejuice is obviously hurt. So Kristen Cav, as I'll call her,
I love that.
Just had a hard lunch with a guy, which, you know, normally is not a big deal, except when you look a little closer at this guy, you see that he's a little young. Now, Kristen Cav is 37. She's got, I think, 3 kids.
And wasn't she married to some football player?
Yep, she sure was. Okay. Jay Cutler.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And when you take a little closer look, you realize that this kid she's dating is 24, okay? Now,
wow,
it's interesting, but it gets more interesting because this 24-year-old kid is part of this group.
What do you mean group?
Called
like a cult?
The Montana Boys. It makes 24 seem like 17. So
wait, I don't understand. What does that mean? Is it like his brothers?
So the Montana Boys, honestly, they might be brothers. I'm not sure. As far as I know, they're a group of guys in their 20s. And they're on TikTok, and all they do is they chill in the mountains and they lip sync.
These people live in like a house together, like those TikTok people do, where they move into like a creator house.
Oh, God. You know what? I don't know, but that would make sense why they're always in the mountains together singing songs.
Okay. Yeah. There's like groups of kids on TikTok that like literally live in a collaborator house, and like all they do is make content. It's called like a content creator house.
Oh,
or something.
My God.
It's called something like that. And like all they do all day is make content. And that's why they're always all in the same videos together. Are these kids together? They live together?
They must. Because I'm watching these videos because now I'm invested in this. I go, what's a Montana boy? Now, mind you, these guys are probably making a lot of money. All they're doing, their talent air quotes.
It's TikTok.
It's beyond TikTok. It's just lip syncing. No, they're just lip syncing songs.
That is what and they're being hot. Are doing.
And they're in the mountains. And they're like are country they boys. I don't know. Yeah, of course. Yes, they're hot. I don't know if they're our types, maybe.
Oh.
They're like well, very pretty boys.
Really put me in the wrong direction. So
I don't personally love guys who I don't like guys who lip sync. Like that's not an attraction for me.
No. No.
That doesn't do it for your track.
Immediately jail. No.
Straight to jail.
No. I don't even like if a guy has Instagram and he posts stuff other than like just photos of him and his boys and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
boys.
Like I'm not looking at it.
Yeah.
Like I've dated people who had like YouTubes and stuff and I'm like, I'm not watching any of those videos because one ick and I'm gone.
Yeah, it's ick. It's cringe. To me, this is cringe. I don't care how hot you are. It is cringe. And Kristen is full on invested. She's even on TikTok in their Montana Boys videos, like lip syncing herself now.
Okay, no.
So
no.
I have a few questions for you because you were single. I mean, you are single.
Or 36 with three kids. Yeah.
You are single. And
no, but
I totally said you were single, called you out, just outed you. We'll get into that at a later date. But, you know, you had your fair share of a little younger guys. And I think so none of them lasted very long.
No, because I have no tolerance.
Yeah.
But they are like the main DM intruders.
Right.
They are the ones who are going so hard for you. Like, they will promise you the fucking world. It's wild. And I'm just like, no, I could be your mom. And they're like, no, you couldn't. Like, and I'm like, I think me thinks no.
The DM intruders. That's so good.
They are literally the ones who every single day, no matter what you post, they're like, wow. Oh my God. Heart eyes. Can I take you out? When can give me a chance? Like, I'm like, bro, you're 22 to 28 years old. Like, what are we doing here?
In your single time, I do feel like you went on a couple of dates maybe with the younger guy, right? There was a one or two.
I went out with a guy who was 27. Yeah. And that instantly brought me back to why I would never do that again.
That's, what are we talking, like 10 years difference almost?
Almost nine. Yeah, nine. And I was like, this is exactly why I like older.
What happened?
This is why. Well, he was great in the beginning. Like, he like almost he worked so overtime to make me think that he wasn't younger. Do you know
right.
what I mean? Like,
yes.
Made me be like, no, see, look how mature I am. And then when we like stopped talking, he like jumped on TikTok and he was like, how you doing? And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, if I ever find out that you told anyone we ever spoke and talked and made out, I'm like literally gonna stop breathing.
Well,
I can never have anyone find that out.
Let me ask you this. Did you sleep with him?
Mm.
Is it better? Is it like younger guys?
No,
is there like something to
horrible.
It?
It's horrible. It is horrible. It is so bad. They literally put no effort into anything. And they literally work so hard to prove that they're not amateurs. And they are.
And they are. Right.
Well, and I'm just like, the way I am so far past your experience is not even... It's not even joking. Like, it's not even comical at this point.
You know, I was researching some of the reasons that men are interested in older women because this has become, like, a thing now. Like, it's actually...
Well, yeah. I've literally said to some of them, like, bro, I don't want to be your MILF fantasy. Like, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. I think because of social media and just the dating apps, like, that window is open now. And it's just easier access to older women, right? So...
I guess.
I was
also,
kind of...
there's a lot of older women, a.k.a. 37, who... Yeah, 37 to like 50, I feel like 35 to 50 is like, I guess, technically older women, but like they like younger guys. They're like, oh, they keep me young. No, they
yes.
make me feel super fucking old, and absolutely not. It makes me feel like I'm being hunted in a forest. Like, I don't like it.
Here was the other thing. Like, I was reading a lot of these guys were like, it's like, what do you love about older women? And they were like, oh, they taught me. Like, they taught me so much sexually.
Yeah, I'm not here
like,
to mother you. Yeah, I'm not here to do that.
I don't want to teach you how to fuck me.
I want my man slutted the fuck out before he gets to me. I'm not teaching you anything.
Let me read
you. I'm not teaching you anything.
Some of the reasons why men are attracted to older women, okay? They say older women are less drama, which I guess can be true than like a 20-year-old.
We have no patience for it.
Yeah.
We're established.
Exactly. Established. This is what they said. They have their own places.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. But yes, we do.
It says older women, they say older women know what they want and what they don't want, which I think is also true. Course. Much different than when we were in our 20s, right? We were insecure. We were maybe unsure of the world. And now it's different. And they find that confidence attractive.
Yeah.
They say that they know what they want in life and in bed. So they're uninhibited in bed. And they like that, you know?
Yeah, they're fucking wild. There's no one more wild than a single mom who doesn't have their kids. They will literally fuck you and then not talk you, not text you, not answer you, go back to their kids like nothing happened. The wildest people. It's crazy.
The visual I just got.
All my guy friends are like, get yourself a single mom. And I'm like, why are you telling me? Like, I'm not aware of this. I lived through 2020. I get it.
They are attracted to older women because this is incredible. It says they don't demand that you be 6 feet tall and drive a BMW. And sometimes they drive a BMW.
Right. Exactly. That part.
This guy said he was drawn to older women because they don't yell, they don't swell, they don't tell, and they're grateful as hell.
Wow.
I was like,
I'm putting that on a sweatshirt.
Noted. And I do think that in our 20s, we do have impossible standards for men. And I think as we get older and wiser, we're like, oh, maybe X, Y, and Z isn't so important. And
well, that's why I think as we get older, like the dad bod phenomenon is like coming through because we're like, I'd much rather someone treat me nice and not cheat on me and not have a six pack than like these guys who cheat on me with the gym.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So like in a way, it's like, you know, it's this relationship is mutually beneficial. This one guy said, I'll never, ever forget my cougar date. Great sex, super simple. And she fucking gave me a meal to go. And you know, that
and we got all the snacks.
That describes us pretty much, you know, and, this one is a little disturbing. I remember the cougar that gave me a few driving lessons because I still had my learners. She let me use her car and everything.
Nope. No, no. Learner's permit. You're 16. Are you? Is everyone
okay?
Yeah,
that's a little Mrs. Robinson right there.
Are
for
we
sure.
okay? That's called statutory rape is what that's called.
So, you know, I think women, as they get older, they care less what other people think of them. And I think that's, you know, also an attraction for these guys, right? So let's talk about there's some celebrities that have been doing this but way before Kristen, right? The first one that comes to mind is Demi and Ashton, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think that they're 16 years age difference.
It's just so weird because she's truly so mature. Like, she's lived a whole life. Guy, like, has a show that, like, pulls pranks on people. Like,
are they still together?
No, he's married to the girl from That 70s Show, now Mila Kunis, his girlfriend in the show. And they're, like, the perfect couple. They were, like, in love on set, and then, like, it didn't work out, whatever, and then they went back and, like, but that's what makes sense. That couple, like, for me, makes sense. Demi and him were the cringiest shit ever. First of all, Demi, I've heard a lot of things about her of, like, going after younger guys on sets when she was younger. Yes. And, like, they were real young. I've seen video footage of, like, her, like pretty much grooming, like, 12-year-olds on set. It's really creepy. Like, her and, like, this kid at the piano. Like, I don't know. Like, really uncomfortable things. So, for me, she's never going to be it. But.
So, there is this, like, double standard when it comes to older women and younger guys, right? Versus, like, when a younger.
Older guys.
When a younger girl's dating an older guy. Like, it's kind of controversial for a woman, you know, to be with a younger partner. And men do it without impurity, right? They just, casually, it's like, no one even bats an eyelash. But, like, here I am, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, even I was, like, flabbergasted by Demi and Ashton. And, like, Madonna, I think she exclusively dates teenagers. Not teenagers, but 20-year-old kids. I have some ages of the men
she's
been
with. She's also, like, 70 now.
So the last age I had her was at 64. So I don't know how old she is now. Anyone know? Where's Alan? Oh, Alan's not here. Thanks, Alan. So helpful. But she's been with 26, 23, 21, 23, another 22, 24.
These men are literally just to be like, I fucked Madonna, like to tell their mom.
It's
like,
wild.
I fucked your idol. Like, that's why.
I fucked your idol.
Like, there's no other reason that these men even know who she is. She's not relevant now. Why are you fucking Madonna? Just to say you fucked Madonna.
30-year age gap is wild. You know which one blew my mind? Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble. Did you know?
Honestly, I don't hate that. He seems like real solid in that. And Kris Jenner is like not Madonna. Madonna is disfigured at this point with her face.
Oh my God.
And mentally.
She woke up on the wrong side of the bed today.
No, but
if I bring
Kris
someone up,
truly
she's
like keeps attacked. It together. What guy would not want to be at every biggest party in the world? Like, she has it together. She keeps up on herself. Like, she's fun. She wants to still go out. Like, she doesn't give me older vibes. Like, honestly, Corey Gamble gives me older vibes.
Yes. Well, that's why I was surprised.
He
do you know how old
like
he is?
He's, no, I know he's like half her age, but I think he, to me, he looks like he's 50, but like a hot 50.
Yo, I for sure thought this man was 55 at least.
Yeah. Yeah. But
Kris Jenner is 68. He's 43. They have a 25-year age gap.
Yeah. I know, but for some reason to me, like,
like
it works
aren't her
for them.
Kids that age?
Yes.
Her kids are older. I don't know. That's when I put shit in perspective. I'm like,
Kim is 40 something, no?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. No. I for some reason don't feel discomfort with that one.
Okay, so like,
I don't know why.
When you compare, it's like you dating Julian's friend when like they're older.
No, that's exactly what it is.
It's fucking weird. It's weird when you think about it. And then like I have this whole like death scenario too where I'm like, okay, so she's 68. So Tracy, I'm not good at math, but when she's 90 and not well, how old is this man going to be? He's going to be young.
He's going to be 70, also not well.
No, it's much different. 70 and 90 are much different. 90, you're bedridden. 70, you're still living your best life. Maybe you just got some grandkids. Like, what happens then? I don't want that. Personally, that life is not for me. When I die, I want Denny to go first because I don't want him to find happiness after me.
Oh, spoken like a true wife.
Zero happiness. I can never be with a younger person. And then I'm on my deathbed. That's the last thing I'm thinking about. Oh my God, my 70-year-old husband is going to fuck somebody now.
No, and if he's going towards society, your 70-year-old husband's going after someone who's 25.
Right. I could never. I would lose my mind thinking about this on my deathbed. My old crazy mind.
Yeah, no, you're crazy though. Believe me.
If you think about it, it's actually genius for men to date older women and they get to have like two lifetimes of women that they love. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know when it comes.
And then when they take all her money when she dies, they could go use it on younger women.
Bing bong.
Fuck your life.
I'm not really sure. I go back and forth. And then on the other hand, I'm like, good for Kristen. She's got a hot 24-year-old guy. Like,
but Kristen is hot. She'll always be hot. She's always taking care of herself. Yeah.
Yeah.
She really is. And she, to me, looks like she could be 20s, probably late 20s, maybe early 30s, like 31, 32.
Yeah.
But first of all, are you dating a man who has roommates? Like, I'm just like,
his roommates are the Montana boys.
Yeah, I'm not going to get over that. Like, I'm not going to be okay with that.
Baddies,
and then
I beg of you.
In her videos, doesn't it look like their mom is in the video?
Baddies, please go on TikTok. Look at Montana boys because, I mean, to me, it's a little cringe. These guys are dancing around shirtless. It's very Brokeback Mountain-y. You know what I mean?
It's giving Brokeback.
It's giving Brokeback. Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah. And it's the lip syncing. I'm like. Trend of like men smiling to the camera lip syncing, like
the trend of men being home during the day learning dances when they should be working is never going to be okay for me. Nothing about that is okay. The fact that any man in general is home during the day, if I see a man like at Target on a Tuesday afternoon at like 11, I'm like, where is your job? And if it's not like a night job or they, you know, have a job where there's something unique where it's like only, I don't know. They have appointments or something, like a realtor. But like, what is the reason you're not at work? And now you're dancing to other people's sounds is weird.
Yeah, that's why they're not at work, because they're in the mountains dancing with their homies.
They're making a shit ton of money, but them and their boys, it's truly giving.
But at what cost, you know?
TikTok mountain, yeah.
You're making a ton of money, but at what cost?
I mean, it wouldn't be okay for me.
I think also cougar porn is very, it's like a hot, you know.
Cougar porn
hit.
Always has been. Lisa Ann is one of the top fucking MILF stars in the world. I don't even think she's a mom. I think she literally just plays a mom in the shows.
Mm-hmm.
In the videos. And like, I don't think, and she's one of the most noted, like, facially recognized fucking porn stars. And it's been forever. It's MILF porn.
Does she just, that's does she like, bang cubs all day? Is that what she does?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like the biggest in MILF porn.
No, that's a job. Like, she's working much harder than the Montana boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's banging cubs. Like, that's work.
She's taking them out.
She's taking them out. When you were dating the younger guys, what was...
But I wasn't. Like, I was literally just like, they're the ones who are nonstop chasing me, but I'm not interested in dating.
You tested the waters to see if it was something you'd be interested in.
Yeah, I was like, listen, like, they're all throwing themselves at me. I might as well see, like, if I even like it. And then I'm like, update, I don't.
Like, how do you have a boy toy and have three kids, I guess, is my question. Like, how, what does a 24-year-old, like, Kristen has three kids. What is
the
her long-term
is
goals
with
there?
Me, the problem is with me, like, I never planned on keeping them. I was just, like, having fun. And then I didn't plan on keeping them, but I also, like, for some reason, men get like this with me. I have no interest in dating you, and I'm very clear about that. And then they suddenly have this untamed desire to find a way to get me to date them. And I'm like, no, I'm very clear about this. We're never going to date. But they don't understand, and they like don't give in, and they don't like accept it. And they're like, wait, why? Like, we're so good together. And I'm like, nothing about you screams anything I'd ever want. Let me be so clear.
There was something about the cub that you were seeing for like a second. I mean, when you say seeing, that you talked to for like a second, that he did that like gave you the ick. I just can't remember what it was.
They all give me the ick. There's not one that I was like, wow, like nothing about you is wrong. Now I see why older women date young. There's never been a time.
I think we're gonna see a trend in this, though. I think we're gonna see.
I hate it.
I think we're gonna see a lot of people adjusting the ages on their dating profiles to include younger men. Yeah, I'm interested to see where it goes, you know. Also, too, like, listen, Grandma Rose Grandma Rose now is 101, but when she was 90, like, and she had a 70-year-old husband, like, the 70-year-old still is going to want to smash, like, is the 90-year-old? Like, I don't know. What I'm just saying, down the line, when there's, like, a huge gap, 20 to 30 years, what happens then? You know what I mean? I don't know. There's so many questions. I guess couples that are in that aren't really focused. Like when Madonna has a 30-year age gap with these boys, I don't know. But in the same breath, I'm like, good for fucking Madonna. You know, it keeps her young, apparently.
No, it doesn't. She's like deformed.
Keeps her young and deformed.
Yeah.
You know what?
I really just can't understand it. I want to get it because I want to be like, I want to understand. Like maybe I'm missing out. I'm not. I'm really not.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Do you know what the sign of a good sheet is? A good sheet doesn't pill in the wash. It doesn't get faded. It gets softer after every single wash. That's how you know what a good sheet is. That is my secret tip to you. I swear by that rule. And that's why I want to tell you about Boll & Branch. In a recent customer survey, 96% of people said that Boll & Branch sheets get softer after every wash. These sheets are made with the rarest 100% organic cotton. Their signature weave feels buttery and breathable to start and unlocks new levels of softness with every wash. You can feel the difference with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. These sheets, I promise you, they're like laying in your most comfortable t-shirt. Everybody has that favorite t-shirt. It's probably your oldest t-shirt. Mine is from high school. It's a shirt that I barely fit in still, but I squeeze into it because it's so soft. And that is how I describe these sheets to you. I have this really pretty, sleek gray color. It looks so beautiful on my bed. Like you can not just feel that they're better, brand of sheets, but you can see that they're a better brand of sheets. If you're looking for luxurious, soft sheets that actually have the customer reviews to back it up, then Boll & Branch is for you. Boll & Branch signature sheets are a bestseller for a reason. They are made with the rarest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins and have over 11,000 reviews. Sleep better at night with the softest sheets from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your first order when you use promo code BADEXAMPLES at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, Branch.com. Promo code BADEXAMPLES. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Let's talk to somebody that has actually, that's doing this right now. That's an older woman that has a younger man. And let's see what the fuss is about and what it's like. Like, I have so many questions. Like, I know I have a cousin that's like Gen Z, and he says, like, he wrote no cap in a text. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, we're not.
I would die. I would just not living.
So, like, is your boyfriend talking like that? Like, I what is that? Like, do you know the same music? I remember when I had interns and I asked them what music they'd like me to play for them. And they said old school. And I said, like what? And they said Blink 182. So
nah, old school.
Yeah. The oldies. Let's play the oldies.
Wow, that hurt. That hit me like a fucking bullet.
I was like, oldies? I was like, wow. So impressed for a second. I was like, listen to these kids. They're so mature. Like, yeah, play some oldies, like Blink. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Oh, okay, got it. Noted.
Let's talk to a special guest right now who's gonna kind of open our eyes. Let's see what she has to say.
Well, she can try.
All right, baddies, we have a special guest today. Her name is Madison. Madison, how old are you?
I'm 37.
37. And how old is the man that you are seeing?
23. Call the cops.
He's literally younger than a Montana boy.
He is. Wow. By 1 year.
So he was born in 2000.
Yeah, he doesn't remember 9/11, which was always my cutoff rule.
Goodbye.
Does he understand? Have you had to like educate him on that, like what it is? You had to like teach him history. You're his history teacher now too.
Well, I asked him. I was like, "You don't even remember 9/11?" He was like, "Well, he's like, sure I do." I'm like, "You were one."
Oh fuck! It's like a boomer teaching you Pearl Harbor.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, all right. So I have a couple questions because you're like a very successful, beautiful girl. You know, what when you're dating a guy that's much younger, you know, what is there a difference in your like everyday lives, like career wise? You know, what do you feel an obvious age? Like when you're on the phone with him, are you thinking about it all the time or is it something you get used to?
I think I was at the first initial talking stages. But the one thing I will say about somebody who is 23 to 25, girl, they respond to your texts so fast. Mm-hmm. So fast. There's no like, because they're on their phones all the time. And when we're together in person, I literally feel like mom. I'm like, get off your phone. We're at dinner.
You do not reprimand him.
No, of course I do. But there's things.
I am sweating.
I know there's other things that happen like throughout the course of when we're hanging out that he just is not even cognizant of. And one of the things is walking in front of me. He doesn't walk like next to me. He'll like walk in front of me. And I'm like, oh my God, where are you going?
That is my make or break of a relationship. Does he walk on the outside of the street? Or does he not even know about that rule?
I told him. That's something
that
you need to walk on the outside.
No. I will literally never. If this man had a bazillion dollars and treated me like gold and didn't put me on the inside of the street, that's my deal breaker. If you don't know a simple rule of protection in the wilderness of a world.
But I've had to tell 37-year-old guys
true.
The same thing. Some guys just don't know about it. Yeah, there other
men were raised in barns.
The other thing too is when we were hanging out the other day, we leave this sports bar and he just like lets the door like slam in my face.
His dick better be Drake's dick, or like, what is the reason you're with it?
He better have Drake's dick.
I think it's because we have the same sense of humor, and that's kind of what number one for me. I like somebody who's super witty. And his wit is definitely more mature than he is. But yeah, there's obvious differences.
Madison, you're onto something. You really hit one of the first things you said, like he answers texts right away. And it made me think, like, we're so.
So does my 42-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah, but millennials, we've dealt with like the shittiest guys for so long that they got access to the dating apps, right? They want to be single forever. They never want to grow up. And now you have a 23-year-old kid and it's just different. They're not the same. They're not is he a fuckboy?
No. And that's the other thing too, is there are 24-year-olds, 25-year-olds that hit me up that are absolute fuckboys. But there's this sense of, this sounds disgusting, innocence and like purity.
I am so tapped out of this conversation. I'm trying so hard.
No, there's a sense of innocence and purity in the way that he is from.
Can I ask you, when you guys hook up, like, you call him like sport? Like, you can't call him daddy. He's 12. Like, what do you daddy. Call him? Get in there, champ. Like, what do you say?
Well, no, because we haven't been intimate like that.
Oh.
Because I can't do it. Like, I can't correct. I will ruin this child's life.
Not child. Oh.
Essentially, he.
I know. I believe it. I've seen enough episodes of Us View.
No, it's that he hasn't had that many sexual partners.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So and I know that he's never had, because he'll like bite into like a thing of pancakes and be like, oh my God, this is sexual. I don't
oh
like,
my God, I'm struggling.
Then, I'm like, bro, then you ain't had good sex.
Yeah.
Wow.
So and like, I'll be like, how are the tacos at dinner? And he'll be like, better than sex. And I'm like, then you haven't had good sex if they were better than sex.
That's such a 23-year-old thing to say.
How long have you been dating this guy?
How long? We've been talking since August.
August, and you haven't had sex?
No.
I just went 2 weeks and was fucking sweating.
Well, hey, I didn't say that I haven't had sex.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah, it's been in my bed.
This is why she doesn't want to corrupt him. This is exactly why. She's gonna be like, choke me out, and he's gonna pass out.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I think that he has like all these. I think he's got a lot of like little fantasies in his head, but I don't want to act on them because there's also like a bunch of circumstances in the relationship that make it a little bit more complicated, and so. You know, stuff with his family and his father and that kind of thing.
Hmm. Something about it is giving, like, no one's ever shown up to his house in a lingerie and trench coat, or he's never gotten roadhead type vibe. I don't know.
Yeah, no one's ever showed up in a lingerie and trench coat because he lives with his mom and dad.
Oh my God.
I'm crying. Could you imagine? You show up like that and his dad answers the door. Come on in.
I take the dad too.
True.
See,
that's the age that we're at, that we could date you or your dad. So behave, because otherwise I'll see you at fucking breakfast sport.
And I'm going to take away your cell phone.
No, I think, but he's deathly afraid of like whether his parents would accept the relationship, not accept the relationship. And I'm like, what are they going to do? Take away your screen time?
Honestly, yeah, that's what it's seeming like. they're going to take away his Wi-Fi.
No, they might pluck the PS5. It's yeah. True.
Yeah.
Does he ask you how many sexual partners you've had?
He has.
Are you honest?
Mm-mm.
Fuck no.
Don't do that.
From a mile away. Don't do that.
No. I just, you know, because that's the thing is younger people love talking about their body count. Women, men, it doesn't matter. But they're so open to want to tell you their body count. It's a weird thing. And I've noticed that with guys that are, doesn't matter if they're 23, 24, 25. I mean, it's all the same at that point. But they will volunteer that information, anticipating that you're going to reciprocate with the same information. And I'm like, nah, that's none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it none of your business, it'll traumatize you. So, no. No.
Do you think that you will sleep with him one day? Like, it's inevitable?
Maybe, probably, but, you know, maybe we'll wait till he turns 24.
Oh, my God. I just feel like Kristen is normalizing this for all of us.
Not for me.
No.
Well, I will say ever was 27, like 3 years ago. And so I was 33 and he was 27. So it was 5 years. That wasn't that crazy.
No, but I think that I started sliding backward when I made the exception when I started talking to somebody who was 10 years younger than me.
Yeah, no.
But he's 27, 28 now.
Oh, so it's like drugs. Like you start off with marijuana and then you jump into ecstasy. Got it.
It's the gateway. It's the gateway drug.
But I will tell you that even that 4 or 5 years difference in maturity, it's night and day. Like one of the things is like Ubers, right? When we get in the Uber, like it's not like he holds the door open and lets me get in and then he slides in. Or if there's no traffic on the other side, like lets me get in on the sidewalk side and then walks around and goes in on the other side. He just like will open the door and like get in. But
I could never.
The 28-year-old knows the etiquette of, okay, I open the door, I let her in, I close the door, I go in on the other side of the street side and get in myself. Or if there's heavy traffic, I'm going to let her scoot in and then I get in. The differences are insane. I mean, even the other day we were at this concert, me and the 23-year-old. Hey. Yeah.
Say Chuck E. Cheese.
And he goes... I see him like going back and forth with somebody at a food stand. And I'm like, hey, is everything okay? He's like, they don't accept cash. And I'm like, okay. He goes, my cell phone is dead. And I'm like, oh my God. So I pull up my Apple Pay. I scan it.
He only had his allowance on him.
For something.
Oh yeah. You have to. He's
I don't know. I do not. I have not yet to put a dollar towards anything.
Wait, but this is what we talked about. This is why the younger guys like older women, because they are not afraid to, they're established. Like Madison can chip in for lunch or dinner or give him a ride in her Beamer. Like that's the perk of dating an older woman.
No, and I don't think that he looks at it from like a financial or monetary standpoint like that. But the bottom line is like, I make a lot more money than he does at this point in his life, you know, maybe further down the road. And I'm always like, when you are rich and famous, I'm never taking out my wallet again.
Mm-hmm. When you
could not be me.
When you talk to him, does he have any like Gen Z? Like, does he speak like a Gen Zer? You know, like they have a certain lingo.
Does he say cap? Does he say
no? He doesn't say cap.
Riz.
He doesn't really say Riz.
I still don't know what that means.
But you don't know charisma. What it means?
No.
It's like swag.
No, charisma. Riz is like flirting.
Yeah,
Yeah,
like when charisma. You put the riz on something, yeah. Like huh? It's charisma, right?
Yeah, it's like our version of swag. Like, oh, he's got so much swag. Like the way he talked to me, blah blah blah. No, now it's riz.
Yeah, riz. Pretty much, basically along those lines. But I think the biggest thing is he. I screenshotted this and I sent it to Hottie last night. His snap score is 1,085,000.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even watch. I don't even use Snapchat.
No, he's like, and so I screenshotted it and it shows that I screenshotted it. And so I was like, oh, I was just screenshotting it because your snap score is more than 1,000,000. And he goes, well, to be fair, I have had that app since the 8th grade and during high school. He's like, during high school, we used to go on snap streaks. And so I would just send out mass snaps. So you can blame my high school self for that. And I'm like, okay, so blame you from 5 years ago. Got it.
Yeah. So real big in 2018. Understood.
No, it was crazy because I remember when Snapchat came out and I was, God, in my 20s.
Late 20s? Getting married. I was in Vegas getting married.
How long ago was it?
In 2013. In 2012, it came out about because that's when it was big. And
yeah.
I was literally on my way to get married and this boy was like graduating 8th grade.
Yeah, he was a teenager.
No, okay, so the one other thing is just, he listens to like a lot of like old school music, like 2000s and stuff. So there's never like a time when I play on a song, put on a song and he's never heard it before, which is great. But the one thing is we were talking about High School Musical and he's like, you've never seen High School Musical? I'm like, bro, I was 21 in bars getting shit faced. Like, yeah. No, I've never seen High School Musical. You were 7. Of course, it had a major cultural impact on your life.
I can't. I'm trying to understand this cute little man. Boy.
You know what? I love it for you. I think it keeps things interesting. I think it's
you've seen him on the phone and you've talked to him on the phone, Jess.
Yeah. First of all, I had no idea his age.
And what did you
think? Because he looks like he's 30 years old.
Yeah, because he's hot and he's very funny. He's very charming. Very so sweet. Charming. He was making me laugh. So I get
it. No, he's a funny kid.
Yeah.
He's a funny kid.
Same kid. He's a guy. He's a funny guy.
He looks way older. He looks way older. Like when we are out in public together, no one would be like, you guys are 14 years apart.
Right.
No one would look at us and think that.
Yeah, well, what we should do is put these guys' Snapchat scores on their t-shirts so we know, you know, how old they are.
Yeah, exactly.
They should put that in their dating profile so we know if they're too young.
I'm trying to think of anything else he says that's like super Gen Z that I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
If
but
you think High School Musical is the cultural phenomenon to which he bases everything around. That's going to be mine.
No, but the thing is, like, there's other age differences that make me think about things. Like, for example, right now I'm going to a fertility clinic to get my eggs frozen. He's never known anyone who's ever done that in his entire life.
No shot he even knows what that means. Like,
no, he has no idea.
I think he knows what an egg is besides his scrambled probably ones.
No.
Probably not. He knows what an egg's Benedict is. And that's probably the depth of his knowledge.
Yeah, and his mom makes it for him in the mornings. Like,
oh my gosh.
I am for this. I am interested to see where this goes. You know, I think we're also used to.
Oh, it's not going anywhere. You already know that. You have to take it for what it is.
He's in love, though. Isn't he in love?
Yes, he's definitely in love.
Yeah. That's right.
But the thing is with Kristen Cavallari, she already has kids.
Yeah.
She already has that part of her life taken care of. So she can do whatever she wants. She can gallivant with somebody who's 19 years old. It doesn't really matter.
Yep.
But for me, I'm looking to settle down. I'm looking for a husband. I want those types of things. And he can't give that to me.
Mm.
We're not on the same level in life.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's not just, and I told him that, I said, don't be a little time. I tell him all the time. I'm like, you're a little time waster. But then at the same time, he's like, he doesn't want to be boyfriend and girlfriend, but because he's trying to focus on his little career right now. So he plays sports and he's trying to focus on his career. And he says, oh, I don't want a girlfriend because I'm trying to focus on this and I can't have somebody in my face every day. And I'm like, but at the same time, he doesn't want a long distance relationship, which is what we have right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so what, you don't know what you want. And he's like, I don't know. All he knows is that he doesn't want me to see anybody else. Last time when we left each other, he was like, can you just not date anybody else? I'm like, so you don't want me to date anyone else. You don't want me to get a boyfriend, but then you don't want to be my boyfriend.
Right. Right.
It's complicated.
Yeah. It's just, you know, for so long, young women date older men and we don't even bat an eye. It's just like, oh, okay, not a big deal. And it's so much more complicated for the women. It's always worse for us somehow, you know?
It is. Absolutely. Also, by the way, can you explain the difference between being exclusive and being boyfriend and girlfriend? Because he's asked that before. He's like, can we be exclusive? I'm like, so you want to be boyfriend and girlfriend? He's like, no, that's not, no. Like, can we be exclusive?
Too far. What does that mean?
There's a difference between, do a whole podcast about this because I need to know. What is the difference between being exclusive and being boyfriend and girlfriend?
What does he say when you say that? That is wild. That just blew my mind.
That's what I asked. Apparently, there's a difference between being exclusive and being boyfriend and girlfriend.
That sounds like some made up Gen Z shit.
It's a thing out there. It's a thing out there in these streets.
It is so hard. No cap. It's so hard dating today. Come on. Has he said like, does he say like simp and sus? Like, what's he up to? I don't know.
No, I, you know what? I have actually never heard him say simp or sus. I will say that his like, I don't know, vocabulary or his slang mm-hmm. is a little bit more grown up. He doesn't say anything that I'm just like,
cringe.
Oh God, yeah.
Please don't say that. Oh my gosh. I think it's interesting. I think this Kristen thing is going to normalize it like across the board. I think we're going to see a lot of people changing their dating profiles to include younger men. And I'm hyped for it. I'm kind of into it. I want to see, I don't know. I know the story of you guys is not over yet. And I'm just, you know, because listen, it's been going on. Like one day this man will be 30. Like I'm just saying, he's going to keep getting older.
This man will be 30 and I will be 44. But that's the thing is I'm not going to wait around.
Yeah.
And that's the other, there's a different dynamic. If you already have kids, you already have that part of your life figured out. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it can't work.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't work for other reasons because his mommy and daddy would never approve.
I honestly didn't even think of that part of it. Like when a younger man brings home, you know, an older woman, like what does the family think?
He doesn't even know how to tell his mom and dad.
That's wild. And he's close with them, right?
Obviously. He shares a roof.
The real update will be when you sleep with him, because a big thing of why women do this is because the sex is supposed to be so much better, like different, younger, funner. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's not that sexually experienced.
Yeah.
So you don't know what you're gonna get.
It's true.
I've suspected that he's a virgin.
Oh my God. Please sleep with this man. Please.
No, I don't want to. No. So one time he was like, I was in a hotel room with one of my other girlfriends. And he's like, saying all these naughty, this naughty stuff. He's like, "Will you show me your tits?" That type of thing. And then and then my girlfriend comes over. She's like, "Oh my God, you're so bad, blah, blah, blah." And then all of a sudden she's like, "Hey, you know, I want to ask you some advice about this." And she's explaining the story. And then we hear him go, "Oh shit." And he hangs up the phone. And I text him. I go, "What happened?" He goes, "My sister walked in. She heard me talking dirty." And he had hung up the phone.
Stop
and
it.
Then his little sister reprimanded him the next day. I think she's 19. And she was like, "You can't talk to girls that way. That is so disrespectful. If that is not your girlfriend, you shouldn't be talking to women like that."
Oh.
And I'm like, "Why didn't you tell your sister to mind her fucking business?"
Oh my God. First of all, I have a brother. I would never, ever. If I walked in on that, I'd never bring it up again. I would never look into his eyes again. That'd be the end of the story. I definitely wouldn't tell him how to treat women. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow. You need to tell him to lock his door.
His door was locked. That little bitch was fucking creeping.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. I love that it's a full house, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was around the holidays. Go figure.
Well, I didn't have you taking someone's virginity on my bingo card this year, but I'm truly hoping that it hits. I really do.
Wow.
I really, really do.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, the heart wants what the heart wants, no matter what the age. We all deserve what the heart desires.
We'll see what happens.
23. Yeah, so what's the age gap?
14 years.
Think about that for 2 seconds. You were 14 years old. You probably had your first kiss already. And he was in the room.
Oh, I already had sex.
Oh, my God. Like, when you look at it that way, it's wild, you know?
Yeah, it is. And no, I'd already had sex before he was born, I guess.
Don't you feel like, though, the older, so I feel like you guys are in a really rough, like, the 30-20 age gap, but, like, don't you feel like once you hit a certain age that, like, I can't tell the difference between somebody in their 50s, 40s, I don't know, that they all seem the same age to me. Am I wrong?
Like, no, for guys, though, after, like, 35, I would say, because even some of the younger guys that I've talked to and tried to date that are 30, 31, that type of age, they're not there yet.
They're not there
they
yet.
They still want to fuck around.
Yeah. Ugh.
And it's especially hard in New York City. Like, guys just want to stay single forever.
Oh, yeah. It's Peter Pan syndrome all day.
All day.
But that's why I feel like you kind of were trying something different with the younger guy. Like, because they are different. I know that my 20-year-old cousin is just a lot sweeter and just, I don't know. I can't explain it. They're different.
He's innocent.
Yeah.
That's the word you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're not jaded. They haven't had their heart broken. They don't know what, you know, it's like there's a sense of, like, simplicity in the way that they love and want to be loved.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think after years of dating these men that are just unavailable assholes, it's just refreshing. So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, you know, you could always try it sometime.
There are so many things that I have not tried that are on my to-do. This will be one of them.
I'm sure that rose to the top, right?
This will be one of them. Yes. Like, I didn't even get to experience the dating apps. All I want to do is swipe. Swipe, 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 swipe.
No, you don't. But no, you don't.
It used to be fun, though, right? In the beginning, it was fun.
No, it's not fun. It sucks. And it was funny because I was getting my blood drawn at this clinic, and the woman was like, I was like, "Oh," she's like, "What do you have planned for tonight?" It was Friday. I was like, "Oh, I've got a date with this really hot guy," not the same guy. And she was like, oh my gosh, how did you meet him?" I'm like, "Hinge." And she's like, "Oh my gosh, I wish I could be your age and go back and, you know, be on dating apps." And she was wearing a wedding ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "No, you don't. It's tough out here." She's like, "Oh, no. Like, I just feel like it would be so fun to just, you know, be young again and do that." And she's like, how old are you? I'm like, 37. She goes, oh, shit, you're older than me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think for me, like, I have this and like this version of events in my head, like it, like I'm going to go on a dating app and like fuck like 10 hot guys in a row. But like, I know that's not realistically what happens. Like, I know that's just not. I know.
Well, no, it can be if you want it to be.
Yeah. Yeah. But I know it's it gets fucking old real quick and you start seeing the same people, you know, cycle through. And yeah,
it can't if that's what you want. That's easy to do. But if you're looking for something serious, that's a lot harder to come by.
It's a lot harder. Yeah. Yeah. How do you meet a 20-something-year-old anyway?
Instagram.
Wow. You would. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Or Snap, I guess.
any kid who's, and I call them kids, I know. Any kid who's tried, who's 25 and younger, it's always been on Instagram.
Wow. That's exactly what
and
Tracy
I'll
said.
I'll say the same thing. You're too young. I'm too old for you. Blah, blah, blah. And this kid originally, the 23-year-old, was like, I'm 30. And so he's Googleable. And I looked it up and I was like, yeah, you're 30. You're 22 years old.
He lied.
He lied.
Wow. He lied. Yeah, he's in love. He's deep. He's deep
we'll
in it.
We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Oh, I'm invested in this story, and my listeners are for sure going to want an update or a fuck date at least.
That I can do.
You're the best. Thank you so much for calling us. You're the best. This is great. This really, we needed a bird's eye view of this.
It's really not that bad, but it depends on how they were brought up, and it also depends on if they know cultural references. Like, I can't make a Hey Dude reference, but if I'm talking about TLC, he knows Waterfalls.
Stop the fact you just said Hey Dude. I am going to dig a hole and put myself in it.
You don't know Hey Dude?
Of course I do. Of course I do. I haven't thought of that show in so long.
No, it was epic. It was a great show.
And could you imagine if you play that for him, he'd be like, what the fuck is this?
I'm going to. That should be next mandatory viewing.
You talk about TikToks. You should make a TikTok page of shit you're showing your 20-year-old boyfriend that he's never seen before. That was like huge for us. That should be the first video. It's incredible. Oh my God. It's a little wild, a little strange. You make
I thought of something else which made me realize that he's young.
Yep.
And I asked him if he's ever eaten pussy. Oh. And he says, he's like, I mean, yeah. And I'm like, no, you haven't. He's like, he goes, well, I tried it once.
He tried it like he tried sushi.
Yeah, he tried it once. And I go, and he goes, it just wasn't for me.
Oh.
It just wasn't for me. I'm like, well, oh. I think that's the difference in
why I say he's
not sexually experienced, because he has to understand that you have to please a woman in other ways. But these kids are so used to growing up with, you know, Pornhub, that mm-hmm. they don't even realize it. They think that you just stick it in and magically a girl comes.
Oh my God. Think about it. Like, the way we had to learn was we had to try it all out. He just watched a video and was like, this looks like it'll work.
Yep, exactly.
Wow. That's a huge one.
It is.
Wow. Tracy's gonna lose her mind when she hears that one. She had to go pick up her kid, but I want to text her so bad. He doesn't eat pussy. SOS. Oh
no,
my God.
He did it once. And you know what, though? What I was talking about this with somebody else, and they were like, maybe he might have tried it once, and like the girl probably, it was probably a younger girl too. She probably smelled. Or wasn't even cognizant of, like, her odors or anything like that.
Yeah, and also and probably
grossed them out.
This is the other thing I was reading about cougars and cubs, like, and why cubs are more attracted to older women, because they're kind of, they learn from them. And, like, girls in their 20s, they also don't know how to say like, oh, that feels good, or I like that, or to show that they're doing it right. Like, they don't communicate like a woman in their 30s does. So like, yeah, he probably didn't know if he was doing a good job and was like, fuck this.
Yeah, no, I mean, he probably had a bad experience.
Yeah.
He probably had a bad experience and was like, I'm never doing this again. But I tried it. It wasn't for me. And that's when I told him, I go, yeah, we're never going to have sex. And he's like, oh, no, I'll do it.
It's like, I'm trying it. I didn't like it.
No, we'll see what happens. I mean, obviously I'm still gonna date other guys because I'm not fully convinced that this kid is even this. He's not ready.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it's almost like if you had met him like 5 years down the road, like after a few more females, he might be a different, more available, like almost.
He would be an asshole then.
You're right. He'd be changed. Ah, there's no winning here.
No, he would be a total asshole. He would be just like the rest of the guys out there.
The circle of life.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Damn.
I don't know. Maybe Kristen's doing something right. Maybe you should knock out the kids and then go back to having a young boyfriend.
Yeah, she's on TikTok lip syncing, living her best life. I mean, what's not to love there?
And she doesn't care. That's the best thing, is she does not care. And I mean, I wouldn't care if I were like, okay, this is going to be a relationship. I would just say, okay, I don't care what people say.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other extenuating factors that make it a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, a little more complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They say age is nothing but a number, but it seems like also your Snapchat score is a number. So, you know. There's a few things going on. Yeah, it's more it's always more complicated for sure, but I'm excited to see where this goes, if it goes anywhere, and because I definitely know that this kid is, he's invested in you for sure.
Oh no, he's in love. He said it last time I saw him. He's like, I love you.
Oh my god,
I love you. And I don't think he's ever really been in love, like in a,
yeah,
I'm sure he fell in love maybe like in high school or something, but like the love in high school is different than like the first love you have as an adult.
Yeah. Oh boy. Oh no, you're in deep, you're fucked. I'm, you're gonna fucked. End up breaking his heart, aren't you?
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, and that's what, yeah, I don't want to do.
Oh, so you're the girl that turns him into the asshole. Got it.
Yep, exactly.
Good job.
Well, no, because I don't want to do that. And that's always been in the back of my mind. And so that's why I haven't wanted to be intimate with him. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I told him that, you know, I went out on a date and he was like, who is the guy? And I'm like, well, he's a doctor. He's like, he's probably a fake doctor.
Like, what does that mean?
Well, I don't know.
Like a chiropractor?
No, he thinks that he's lying to me. He's like, oh, he's probably a fake doctor. He's probably not even really a doctor. And I'm like, no, he's a doctor. I've seen him in scrubs. I've seen him at the hospital. He's doing selfies. He's like, yeah, it's probably just like a set.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so he's jealous.
Yeah. Poor little buddy.
Poor little buddy. I cannot.
He's just a little buddy.
We'll see.
I know.
I don't know. I feel like also the fact it's been going on so long that I don't know. It's
gone on for way too long.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. There's no way out. So I don't know. I don't see this ending anytime soon.
Well, it will. It's going to end when I get a boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's actually my age. That's when it's going to end. And then he's going to be really upset. But what is he supposed to, what he doesn't want to make a commitment. He doesn't want to have a serious relationship. So I told him, I said, I'm not going to wait around for you forever.
Wait, what does he want again? What is it called?
Like being exclusive, but not being boyfriend and girlfriend.
That really sums it all up, doesn't it?
But that's other guys. I said something that, like that, to a guy who is 37, same exact age. And he was like, no, that makes sense. And I'm like, wait, what? And being exclusive but not being boyfriend and girlfriend is a thing. I need you to investigate this.
I'm on it.
Okay, great.
Coming right up for episode mini. We're gonna do real investigating, talk to some real boys and see what it's all about.
All right, let me know.
Madison, thank you for letting us in on this. We're all in it now. We're all in it. This is the end game. We're all invested. So keep us updated.
I will.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. So Trey, has this changed your mind?
No. No.
It's a hard no for me. It's even the thought for me.
It's the not breathing between questions and answers for me. It's a no. There's nothing that could change my mind. And that made it so much fucking worse because I didn't even have that experience. That is wild. She's too hot to be sitting around for that.
Yeah, she's a smoke.
No, she really is. She's gorgeous. And I'm very confused as to like why we're entertaining somebody when you're okay. So hold on. So you're paying for shit. He lives with his mom. Where are the benefits? I need a bulleted list of where the benefits of this are. Cause he's hot.
Yeah. Why do you think Kristen's dating a guy that lip syncs for a job? Cause he's hot.
I mean, he's hot and he's making money, but he's not even hot. Kristen's not even hot to me. His friend, I looked them up while we were listening to her speak. The one friend is kind of hot.
What are they called again? The Country Boys?
The Warner Brothers? What are they? What are they called?
The Montana Boys Z.
Montana Boys. I'm so off. Oh, God. Animaniacs. One of the boys in that group is hot, and it's not the one Kristen's with.
I want to guess which one it is.
The one who doesn't look like he's four, and the other one that's Kristen's man, there's only one left.
See, I can't count because I can't tell them apart. Just like a bunch of hot guys with shirtless.
The video that you sent me, and I watched while she was speaking, of them talking about how she's a country girl and blah, 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 and then she comes out the middle and sings some shit. Uh-huh. I don't know. And then he hugs her. He's not hot. The middle guy is not hot. The first one who was lip syncing is hot. And I still wouldn't date him because he probably also left his cell phone at home, so he can't Apple Pay.
I'm looking right now. No. I can't even do it. I'm done.
No.
I'm done.
Thank you.
I'm done. What an episode.
What an episode. You know what I learned?
Age is nothing but a number.
Absolutely nothing I didn't know before this conversation.
Yeah. If you haven't met Mr. Right, he's probably just not born yet. You got another like 10 years to wait for him to be born.
Don't worry, guys. You're not waiting on Mr. Right. He just hasn't graduated high school yet. It's fine.
Imagine being 30 and your man ain't born yet. That's what a 30-year gap is.
No.
But in the same breath, if this is your thing, you do it, you go. We respect it.
Oh, no, we're not judging you. I'm just never going to let...
No, we're judging.
...under my age group penetrate me again.
Well, okay. Ever. On that note, see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Or not at this point. Or not.
Or not. Titty Tuesdays.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.